Hi, my name is Abigail.
And I'm Tenny.
And you're welcome to the Millennial Lady Podcast, brought to you by Jamit FM.
On this podcast, we'll be discussing several issues women face on a daily basis.
Things everyone needs to know about women.
And how we as women can embrace and love ourselves as queens that we are.
We're back on Millennial Lady with a fresh new episode. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about relationship tips and guides. And before we go forward, my name is Abigail.
And my name is Tilly.
And we're going to be driving this show together. Okay. If you're a first time, or if you're joining the show for the first time, what we do on the show is simple. We talk about female-centered issues. We talk about everything that affects a girl child. So whether you're a guy or you're a girl, it doesn't mean you don't. It's just for about ladies, and it's for ladies alone. It's about ladies, but it's for everybody. Because you have a sister, you have something that has to do with a girl. All right, so we're going into the topic. We're going into the show proper.
Yeah.
So, Tenny.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Okay. But what's up with your relationship life? How are the guys rolling in? How are they swimming in?
Oh my god.
And how are you managing them?
First off, there is no them.
Them?
There is nobody. There is no one.
Why?
Let's start with that.
Why?
Because I don't want one.
You don't want one?
Yeah.
Or, okay. We'll come back to that. I'm just going to ask you why.
Okay.
But I'm not going to watch our dating lounge outside.
Right,
for me, right. Lately I've been having this challenge when it comes to dealing with guys and relating with guys in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I have people, I think a lot of guys just assume that this is how to relate with a woman. The woman is at a stand. But mm-hmm. I think is for me personally, is you have to understand the individual you're dealing with.
True.
Not just generalizing that women have problems. Women are this. Girls are like this. You understand? Like, I feel like you as an individual, as a guy, you have to understand that, okay, this is my woman. This mm-hmm. is how she wants to be treated. And as a lady as well, you have to treat your man right. Okay.
True.
No, you're saying true.
Yeah, because like everybody wants to be spoiled. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's what we're going to be talking about on the show today.
Okay. Well, I think we should start with maybe the first stage, because if we just dive right into like the relationship period, that's like too fast. So like the first stage, like I don't say win, but trying to get a girl,
okay,
or trying to shoot your shots physically.
Okay, so Tenny, I have a question. How do you like it? You like the chasing, or you like?
I feel like your question should be more specific.
No,
that's sounding really weird.
How? Like, do you like it when they chase you?
Chase?
Yes, no. Like when you're like, I know I'm still going to accept later in life, but right now I want to enjoy the moment.
No.
Or you're just like, I like you, let's just go.
I'm more of like a straightforward person.
Okay.
So I don't like too much ceremony. It's like, yo.
But then there's some ladies that feel like, if I don't stress him now, how would he value me? Like,
I
if he doesn't go
that,
through so much, but I just hand it to him.
I get that. But the thing about that is, it is the value you place on yourself to begin with.
Okay.
And so it doesn't have, I feel like it doesn't have anything to do with the period of time that you had to stress the guy before you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is how he views you. The thing is, you know, some guys could actually like go all in to try to get you. You can form hard guy. But like when the way you guys converse, the way their perception, the way they perceive you, and
mm-hmm.
like their thoughts about you matters a lot. So if you like waste time and be like, nah, I want him to like respect me and do this and do that, if you don't act like it, if you don't show him that, you know, you are someone that deserves to be respected,
mm-hmm.
or you are someone that, you know, places a lot of value, and you know your worth, and you, you know, add extra everything to it.
Yeah.
If you don't act it doesn't matter how long you stress him with, he will still disrespect you if he's going to disrespect you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You understand. Okay. Not like I have plenty of experience to share every time. But then okay, so there was this time I also met this new friend and stuff. Okay, we finished from the same uni, but then we didn't meet in school. We met on Instagram. So that you finished from my school. Oh, same. Okay. And so I'm like, fine. So that's the meetup. In my own mind, I just let's just go out and stuff. And then I was the one who rose to the occasion.
You initiated it.
No, I didn't. But then when it came to the financial part, you get.
Okay.
So for him, it was like, this girl is a girl.
Yeah, she's paying and all
this
that.
Generation and stuff. And then ever since that time, he's been chasing. But then for me, you don't have to chase. Do you understand? If I like you, there's no point stressing because you come back to valuing yourself. Like he thinks, this girl, she's this, she's that. And
because she paid the bill.
Do you understand? Like girls would normally not do that. But then some ladies actually feel like, no, I have to stress him.
Yeah,
so I was just trying to tell him that I'm not making you, as I point out, like, nigga, I'm not making you go through the stress of chasing me. I don't want you to chase me because I don't want you. You understand? So you don't understand. Okay. We have to actually define everything.
True.
There's no point stressing him, like, chasing me. And then I know that roadblock. No. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Sure.
But then it's not happening. So there's no point for this
Don't
stress. It's not happening. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But then some ladies actually feel like if I don't stress him now, if I just hand myself over to him, how would he value me? Do you understand? How would he?
I won't totally.
So he needs to actually go through extra stress to have me.
There's a point in
but
that.
But see, once in a while, boys of our generation don't have chills. I stress over you, small. You give me.
I don't think so.
Some of them are quick to move. No, see, I don't know. When I was growing up, I read it's about guys chasing girls for 3 months, for 6 months. Me, I have not seen the guy that will be so patient that will chase and be loyal. Is it that he's chasing you?
So, here's the thing about the IRC. Like, people say that if the relationship is not defined yet, if you guys are not, like, official, loyalty is, like, it's very tricky. Because it's, like, you've not said, I want you to be my girlfriend, or, you know, let's date. But, like, you want me to be loyal to you. Like, I shouldn't, like, go out with other people. I shouldn't take... I feel like that's bees. Like, shouldn't be the
it's
case.
It's wrong.
Yes.
It's
because
wrong
it's
in
like,
every form.
We might like each other, fine, but...
I'm still not sure if it's
we're not
you.
Together, so... You know, I could like just hang out with other people and there's really no big deal stuff.
But then you're like, I'm asking you, you're asking me out.
But like, if you guys are like dating, I can understand that.
So you mentioned a word, define. Yes.
Yeah, it has to be defined.
I've heard some girls call some guys, and then I'll be calling people out to date. They'll say, it's my friend. Small party shifting.
The thing is, most times, these days, most people are in situationships. It's like
exactly.
It's never defined. So like everybody just confused. Everybody's like, we've been hanging out for about 2-3 months, and what are we doing? And like boys don't like to hear the question of what are we? So
they're
like,
persons in the hands of the creator. No. So I think from the I have said this thing, I've had this conversation with younger girls over and over. Whatever you are doing with any man, please let it be clear. Not that one boy will now come and say, Auntie, I didn't ask you out.
True.
See, the
That's
only
like,
reason now, I'm going now to
fuck
play
up
along, which I've actually done like twice, is if I know that I'm going to be throwing you out in any minute. Do you understand? So that we can freely throw ourselves away. without pressure.
I'm unable to comprehend.
Without pressure. Like, let's just throw ourselves away when we're done. Whatever this is.
You know, there are different terms. They're like, we have like friends with benefits. We have like.
Not friends with benefits though. Like, when the person just naturally assumes you are dating and you are not dating, there's no asking. I'm like, uncle, did you ask me out? No. Did I agree? No.
I don't know. I don't like people that do that. Because it's like, you are leading someone on. You're acting like, you guys are together. You are doing this, doing that. And then you don't want that. I get the fact that the title comes with a lot of responsibilities. But right? Like, everybody is shying away from, but it's just really somehow.
If it is real, if it's something real, like, you know, this thing is going to be real. See, you have to define it. But yes. Then, if you feel like I want to be in between, I'm not sure what I want from this person yet, and then you feel like, it is a 50-50 chance, so, because if you fall in love with that person and you didn't define it from the onset, it's your loss. True. But then if you feel like, oh, we're just chilling, and then things might not really work out last, I'm not sure things will work out. I mean, if we want to keep it that way so that everybody can just easily walk away from the relationship.
Me, I just feel fine. Like people should communicate better and like understand themselves. Because I get the fact that sometimes you might actually like someone, but you are just not necessarily ready to be in a relationship. So both of you should know and be like, okay, this is what it is. I'm not ready, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, let's see how this thing goes.
I can't.
That, I feel that way. Everybody's mind is at rest in relationship. But like when it's getting too long, and I'm like, are you seeing already? Like, yo, what's going on? And stuff like that. But like, if you actually like someone and you want to be the person, let the person know. And I don't know.
I think I understand where you're coming from. But what I'm saying is, I can't actually meet you in a temporary situation. Do you understand? For me, mm-hmm. I'm talking about myself now. Okay. I can't meet you in a temporary situation, like say I'm currently working at this place now, and I know I'm not building a career in that place. I'm leaving soon.
Yeah.
And then things start getting, and then you think, well, actually, why not? Like, no, if I have not defined it, like we did not officially agree.
Mm-hmm.
You did not ask me out and I said yes, and you now think that we are dating. I'm going
that's
to
the
ask
thing
you.
If you guys communicate well, the other party would not think that you are dating. That's all I'm saying. Like, you just have to just state it and make things clear. Like, I hate working on assumptions. I always have like issues with people that do not like come out clearly and like communicate properly.
Assumptions helps you avoid some conversations because it will look cruel.
That's the thing. I don't want to avoid the conversation.
There are times when you know that this person really, really likes you, but you cannot, you don't want to break the person's heart. Do you understand? Like, at the moment, so you're like, let me just manage and share. I'll be playing along till I'm going to X. Like, I'm going to Japan.
Guys, Abigail has like, so I don't know.
No,
you have so many experiences. No. That I'm just here, like, okay,
like,
taking it all
I'm
in.
I'm going to end up leaving you, but pending that time, before I leave you, let's just still play along and still act like we are both understand what is happening here. So that by the time I end up leaving, which I'll still leave you to, then we're good. I don't know
what to say to you, but I think we should just move on, please.
But the basic thing to do in every logical situation when it comes to relationship, I know you like the person, regardless of what I think and what my response level will be to this kind of situation, I think you should just define every situation, every relationship. Yeah. So if you feel like I like this person, I'm not really certain if this person likes me back, ensure you get a response so that you not just be led on and then you now come and start blaming the person, like, but we were doing stuff, what did you think? And then the guy will be like, auntie, I didn't ask you out, we're just chilling. I don't like that one. So they will just turn everything that you think relationship will not become chilling and flexing. No, it's not. It's a relationship. We need to understand that. Are we on the same page? And even if you have defined it and then your uncle is still acting like you're chilling, make sure you get it, like, are we on this? Are we in line? Are we on the same path? Because I am saying relationship, you are acting as if there is something else apart from relationship that we're doing. So you have to be sure, be so that it's not become stories that touch later in life. All right, moving on to the relationship aspect and things to do in while you're in a relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
You seem very excited.
Well.
Okay.
Okay.
For you, what
do you
expect?
No, let me ask you that. I am going to ask that. Okay, in a relationship, what are the things you expect? Like, what are the things you do? What are the things you will use to spice up your relationship to keep it stable and not keep it boring? You don't want to be that boring couple. So, what are the things you would do? Our listeners want tips from you.
From me.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I would like you all to know that I'm not in any.
But hey, we all have that dream. We all dream. Like,
okay.
My dream man, my dream relationship. Uh-huh. So
I don't
please,
want to
share that dream with us. You know, like the TDH, all the hot chocolate guys.
Oh my God.
Nah, you don't.
I don't know what to say to you. I don't even think I have a type. I don't know.
We
I
all really do. We all have a spec. Yes, our spec. Yes.
Yeah, but like, how do I put it without sounding confused? Because first off, I'm like, I don't even have favorite things. Like, people that know me know I don't have like favorite colors, favorite things, favorite that, favorite that. So it's like, I don't know. But what I would say, like the basics. Basically, I don't think I can be with someone that is evasive. I don't like people that do not like to talk about things, because I like to talk about things a lot. Like, no matter how little it is, I still want us to like talk it out. And so, yeah, so that one is very important to me. Then, you have to be taller than me. Fam, I'm short. So, you have to be taller than me.
You're going in there with TDH.
Then,
dark.
Nah.
Light skinned people.
No, that's it. I don't have, I can't, it has to do with your personality. I can't say. It's like, I can't say, oh, you have to be dark or you have to be fair. No, it's like your personality. You have to be cool, I guess. Then, I think you have to be in line with like my major views on like several issues. Okay. Yes. I don't actually want someone that's everything I say you agree. That's not what I'm saying. Obviously, you can have your own opinions and like, you know, disagree and we'll rub minds and talk. But like, there are certain things that I feel like we must be on the same page with, especially when it comes to issues about maybe gender or issues on like, issues on gender. Like, I can't be with people that make sexist comments. I can't be with people that are misogynistic and stuff. Then you have to have goals. You have to be financially okay.
Stable.
Yeah. you have to be financially okay. So, and what else? I don't even know, Jerry. That's like the basics. Those are like the things that I think of right now.
One thing I'm certain of is that you and I will never have issues with man. Yeah, because it's like, well, I just understand. First off, I think I like it when a guy shares a different opinion. Do you understand?
Okay.
Like, when we're going in the same direction, what's fine? Soon I'll be tired of like, uncle, you don't have anything to add. Like,
everything
I'm saying, you're always saying, okay, good. Like, no. Do you understand? But then lately, I've been having issues relating with a particular someone, because I feel like we're not on the same page, and it's mostly because we are two different people.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you can disagree, but there are certain core like ideologies that must be similar.
I enjoy it when we have challenging when we discuss things that make me see things from a different perspective. You get not like I am saying A and you're agreeing. It's always annoying. Do you know how annoying that can be? When you say I want to I don't know if I should wear this or this, and you're like, anything you choose. I'm like, I am asking you because I don't know which one to choose.
Okay, that one.
And then you're still saying anything is fine. I'm like, no, what do you think? You know, like, can't you think? Like, are you not thinking? Like, why must you agree with me? Do you understand? Like, I think guys just feel like,
trying to please or something.
That's the problem. It's not more, so there's few ladies, let me not say most, but then there are ladies that feel like, I want to know what you think. I want to know your opinion. Do you get, this is what I want to, this is what I think. But then I still want to know what you think. I like it when a man drives, like, not drives a car, no. Like, that's a relationship. Like, take control. Not like I just want you to take the back seat and then you're watching me drive wherever I want, because I can drive anywhere and then we'll just be stuck. So I want to know what you think. What are you bringing to the table? You're a guy. See, forget money matters.
Mm-hmm.
Us, both of us, we are going to gather our hands and bring money to the table.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going to be you alone. But aside that, what else are you bringing to the table? Because I think guys complain that the girls are bringing their body.
It's like the focus is always on the guys. Like, what are you bringing to the table? That is important. But like these days, boys are complaining, like, what are girls bringing to the table?
But please tell me, what other thing do guys bring to relationship aside the money?
I don't know. Some guys
bring support. Do you understand? So, well, how many guys, so most of the guys around, they are boring to have conversations with. I don't know if you noticed.
I don't know the people you know.
Well, some of them are actually boring. They don't have anything to say. You go to the club with them, they expect you to just be doing the bum bum thing and be shaking. They don't even want to do anything. They don't want to move. All they want to just be is just stable and don't do anything extra. Like, no. Because if it's the money thing you think you're bringing on, I am also bringing it on. So you're not alone. So tell me, what else are you bringing to the relationship besides your money? Because we're bringing it together. And then I am not bringing my body alone. So what else are you bringing? I'm bringing my brain as well to make it work. What else are you bringing? So it's not just about saying, as a lady, I'm great with my body. I mean, it needs me. Baby factory stuff. No, that's not who you are. You're more than that. As a guy, what else are you bringing? You're not just the breadwinner. What else are you bringing to the relationship?
Well, I feel like the people that I know, most of them are like really funny. So I feel like having a good sense of humor makes the relationship
fun. Of course, you have to. Just cannot be
boring. And then probably like you guys could like play sports together or if you're in a relationship, basically you guys should have fun. And having fun is like, it goes way beyond maybe like maybe partying or something. Partying is not even so much fun to me. But I feel like maybe if you guys like maybe play games together, like go out, chill. Sometimes making fun of people together. that also works.
Okay. So, dancing together, yeah.
Yeah, just doing really goofy and funny stuff together. And then, what else? Yeah, praying together too. Yeah, it's
of
cool.
Course. Yes, you have to pray together. You have to keep it moving spiritually as well. Okay, yeah. So I find it really annoying when I'm having a conversation with a guy and he's just listening to what I'm saying. He's just listening to me speak. He doesn't understand anything I'm saying. Have you ever been in that position?
No.
When you just, trying to...
Okay, maybe the guy can relate to what you're saying.
Like, I just want to...
Or he doesn't have the...
He's quick to dismiss it, like...
Yeah, that's the thing. Evasive people are like that. That's why I'm like, you can't...
You understand,
can't
like, you're quick to move on to something else. Sometimes, do you get like, oh, this girl won't talk about this. Okay, are you not talking? Okay, all right. So then
that's
the next
rude.
One. Like, are you not talking stuff? But then the whole attitude is, are you not talking? You get like... quick, you're moving to something else.
Something else.
I want to talk about this thing. Do you understand? Like, I want to really, really talk about it. Maybe from work or stuff from something somewhere else, and I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I think, but guys feel like girls have come with their drama. Girls have come with their wahala.
I don't know. I know a lot of guys that even have more drama than girls. So it's really surprising to me that you're saying this, because I know guys that would legit just come and rant and be like, yo, this happened. Then you guys like talk about it, or they'll be like, this is what happened. What do you think I should do? And stuff like that.
Yes, they talk about their own stuff. But when it comes to you talking, how many of them
actually listen? Okay,
I get what you're saying. Do you understand? They're actually not just hearing you. They're actually listening to you. They want to understand how you feel. And
I think that is also very important, because in a relationship, it's like, if you... sometimes, even if you're not totally interested in what the person is saying, at least try to
empathize.
Try to like be interested and try to, you know, support or look for ways to like contribute to, you know, whatever the
guys feel like, if I don't have money, a girl can't go out with me. Well, money is important, but then there are certain things you do. Some ladies are actually really nails it. Than you spend money. Because some people don't really want your money.
True.
Some people don't want your money. But then there are other things. You cannot be broke and still not have good attitude. No. You cannot. You have to choose a struggle. Yeah. I'm going to be broke and have good attitude. Or I'm going to be rich with good attitude. But you can't be both. No. So even if you're not bringing money to the table, you understand?
And like,
you
so
need
many
to
other
have
things
some
to
other
do.
Good qualities to bring
True.
To the table.
True.
Do you understand?
And then for people that have money, they like to feel like their money can solve everything. Mm. It can't. Like, if you have money and you're arrogant and you feel like, oh, you can just throw your money around and everything.
Some people
work
don't
for
want
you.
Your money.
Nah, fam,
that's the thing.
Work.
Understand that money opens doors rather, but it does not open all the doors. Do you understand? So you need,
yeah,
you need to understand that you cannot treat everything with money most of the time. So mm-hmm. even if you're trying to do surprise and then you screw up today, you do surprise again, you screw up tomorrow.
At some point, yeah, it's getting like, and then you have to change. Again. I feel like in relationships, if you say sorry too often without actually, you know, putting in the work and without actually showing that, oh, you're truly repentant and you change, it becomes really irritating.
Okay. So, Tenny, I want to ask a question.
Okay.
What do you think about boundaries in relationship?
Boundaries. Okay. Okay. Well, everybody likes their space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, definitely there has to be boundaries in, like, everything. But for me, I feel like there's, like, personal boundary. There's, like... I don't even know. There are different types of boundaries. But like, the whole issue of some people saying, oh, their significant other checks their phones and all that, I feel like that's way overline. That is,
yeah, looking for trouble, you will find it.
That's very wrong. So I feel like girls and boys, you should not do that.
Exactly.
Because it's like wrong. There should be boundaries. Don't do that. Then also boundaries, then some people like make it seem like when you're in a relationship with them, you can't like hang out with other people too much, and they start feeling a certain type of way. I feel like that's trash. As long as there's trust and proper communication, it shouldn't be a big deal, and you should allow the other party be free to like do what they want to do.
Yeah. And not in a bondage in a relationship.
Yeah. So like just like the major boundaries I can think of right now.
Well, back to the old phone thing. Like, in my own opinion, if you're looking through my phone, you're just looking for trouble. No, because you have to find it.
Definitely. It's thing. Like you will find you what you're looking for. Something. Even if it's not what you think it is, but you definitely find something.
You find it. So there's no point. As long as you trust for your own peace of mind, actually, not even about the other person. For your own peace of mind, look the other way. If you know the password, I will not even ask you for your password because I don't want to look through your phone.
I feel like you can know your password. Yeah, it's
like, see, the spirit that makes you ask your password, the spirit that would lead you to
like you don't. No, the thing is, you don't even ask for the password. It's like you get to a particular stage and it's like you guys are just comfortable with one another to that point, and it's like you don't ask for password. You just know the password. I don't know. You just know it. You don't ask. And it's like, see, when you know someone's password and you don't like pry into the person's, you know, personal space and all, I feel like the relationship even gets, the bond gets stronger because the person is like, oh, okay. Like we both know each other's passwords, but we don't like overstep our boundaries and we know the limits. Like, okay, well, if you know my password, it's because probably you don't send pictures or take pictures
don't
or something.
Do you think that knowing password is like the beginning of trouble?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I know myself, and anything that can make me know your password is going to make me go to your phone.
Nah.
So no, I don't want to. I'm staying away from trouble, like no. far off from trouble.
Personally, so I don't even like know what to do when I'm in people's phones. Like what? Exactly. I'm not even checking your pictures. I'm not doing anything. So it's like if I know your password, it's really no big deal because I would hardly even carry your phone. Even when I carry, it, maybe I want to take pictures
phone,
or something.
I don't want to touch your phone. And then there's this other thing about making things personal. Like the times when I go through stuff and I feel like this thing is personal to me, I want to deal with this thing on my own.
Yeah, then, you should give your partner space.
You get to deal with things on their own. Don't make it about you. Like I've had to explain myself to one particular person. Like I need space. It's not about you.
True,
do you understand?
True.
I just want to process things on your own. Get myself together and then come back to you. But then at that same moment, you are in my face disturbing me like, yo, what's up?
And then another thing I've come to understand relationships that you don't have to know everything about your partner. Like you don't have to. You don't need to. So it's like everybody has their separate lives outside of the relationship. So when both of you are like happy with one, like when you're happy with yourself, it's easier to like, you know, come together and make the relationship really fun and good and, you know, and
then I know that mistakes do happen sometimes that we probably did not plan it to get. So I just feel like when things happen, man up, own up and apologize straight up.
Yeah.
That's just what I feel, Sha. But all these things, they are things that work for us probably don't apply to you. We're just trying to share our own opinion and like we're imposing it on you, but this is how it works for us. So that's a wrap on the show for
I think we should do a quick recap before we
So,
well, relationships, you have to communicate, even if you don't want to, because most of us shy away from it, but you have to communicate.
Define
also,
what
you have to define what it is. You have to give people their space. You don't have to be controlling and, you know, very yuck about everything.
If you're wrong, accept you're wrong.
And apologize.
Don't push it.
Then you have to be, you have to, you know, do like really nice things.
Surprise.
Yeah, like surprise the person.
Spice up your relationship. Bring the ginger and the sauce.
I think that's
That's all right. Okay, so we're going to be doing this again next week on the Millennial Lady. Do follow us on social media at Jamit FM. And my name is Abigail.
My name is.
Okay, she's tiny. She's cute. So we're going to see you again next week. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
The Millennial Lady Podcast was produced and edited by Stanley Egbadigo, scripted by Abigail Adetoyinbo and Tani Olubode. This is a Jammy production, home of African podcasts.